from KQED.
All right. You've both talked about affordability and cost of living in California. And so we have a listener question. Let's listen.
Hi, my name is Cindy Jordanik. I'm from Santa Clara, California. And I'd like to ask both candidates, what is your position on California Proposition 6? It's listed as eliminate certain road repair and transportation funding. I also have a flyer that says vote yes on 6 to repeal the gas tax. I'm just curious, from each of them, what is their position of California Proposition 6?
And let me begin. It's quite clear. We've talked about this before. You have opposite positions on this. Mr. Cox, have been a supporter, driving force behind Prop 6, getting it on the ballot. You support the repeal. Mr. Newsom, you oppose it.
Not, yes.
And I'm just wondering, what do each of you think the other one's position says about the kind of governor they would be?
Well, I think it's clear. I think Gavin would not exercise enough control over the efficiency of our spending at Caltrans. Caltrans has been regularly highlighted as one of the more inefficient agencies in the country. It spends way more than a lot of other states to build a mile of road. And there's a lot of contractors who make hefty contributions to Gavin as well as to Mr. Brown. And you know, they build that into their cost, and that the public pays for it. And instead of reforming that system...
How would you do that?
Well, we need to get the money out of politics, and I'm going to be talking about that day one on November 7th after I'm elected. But, you know, we also need to make sure that Caltrans uses its money efficiently. And, you know, the politicians, like Gavin, went ahead and approved an increase in the gas tax. They didn't want to do the tough job. The tough job would have been making Caltrans... live within its means. The tough job would have been modifying CEQA, which, by the way, it's been waived for a lot of sports stadiums who have connected investors, but it's not been waived for road building, and it's driven up the cost.
Or for housing,
and it's driven up cost, and the people are paying for it, and they can't keep doing that. They are struggling and unable to live in the state.
So to you, then, what does it say about the kind of governor he would be?
I'll answer that, but I want to make some fundamental points here. San Jose, San Francisco, and LA have the worst road conditions in the United States of America. What John just argued for is to make things worse. His plan is to make things worse. The fact is the legislature and the governor finally began to address this issue in a substantive way. He's talking about taking away over $5 billion every single year for road improvements, public safety improvements, addressing the issue of traffic and congestion, which in and of itself is a hidden tax, and to reconcile the fact that 27 other states since 2013 have increased their sales tax, or rather gas taxes, in an effort to improve their roads. He chooses not to do that. He talks about the illusory notion of efficiencies.
It's not illusory.
Well, the fact is, John, you may not be aware of this, but the entire payroll at Caltrans is $2.86 billion. You can eliminate every single position. I imagine that's the ultimate manifestation of efficiency.
No.
And still struggle to find the money that you are taking away and advocating taking away from improving our roads, our tunnels,
and our bridges.
This state
is supposedly running a surplus right now, and it generates tens of billions of dollars from motor vehicle related sources, sales taxes on cars and other things like that that aren't being used. We have a surplus. Why are we digging into the pockets of people who are already paying the highest housing prices, the highest water prices, the highest electricity prices in the country?
John, what's the plan to rebuild the roads and
we're
bridges?
We're going to build a lot more roads.
Where's the $50 billion come from?
We're going to use money efficiently, and we're going to cut good deals with contractors. And, you know, he can laugh about it.
Is it going to be union labor?
He can laugh about it because this budget has zoomed under the last 8 years when Gavin was the governor.
Yeah.
And the budget has zoomed now to over $200 billion.
Well, let me ask you.
And they haven't
that,
been
though.
Building the roads.
Because the last governor, you're running, of course, you're a Republican, the last Republican governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you've said in your commercials that Democrats broke it. They broke everything. That's why the state's a mess. But Jerry Brown inherited a $26 billion deficit, yeah. And he's leaving, as you say, a surplus. So, and part of what Arnold Schwarzenegger ran on was cutting the car tax. And it blew a big hole in the budget.
You got to remember, 2010 is when Governor Brown took office. the whole country was in a financial disaster at that point in time. And so,
but cutting the car tax contributed to that.
Well, no, not necessarily. No, the housing crisis and the financial meltdown.
To the budget deficit, I mean.
Well, yeah, but the budget meltdown. And that's another issue that we need to talk about, and that is the reliance on a very thin layer of people to finance this government. And we've built up a huge amount of cost in this budget that has to be addressed. And, you know, Gavin is not going to address those things. I'm going to have to address them because, you know, in the private sector, I can't afford to waste money. I have to use every penny efficiently, and that's not being done in Sacramento.
We're going to find more efficiency at Caltrain, but I want to make a point that you're emphasizing, or at least the frame of your question. We inherited a $27 billion budget deficit. We have an $8.5 billion budget surplus. We've had 101 consecutive months of net job growth, a 3.7% GDP growth rate average over the last 4 years, the lowest unemployment in recorded history. California has created 3+ million jobs under Governor Brown's administration since 2010. We're proud of that record. There are stubborn areas where we have to do more and do better on homelessness, on housing, the broader issues of cost of living, I concur. And the difference between myself and my opponent, John Cox, is we actually have strategies and plans to address those issues. And with respect to the illusory notion of quote unquote efficiencies at Caltrain, I can assure you that's not going to build any road or bridge.
And Mr. Cox, you're saying that the money's there because there's a surplus, but what happens in a downturn? I mean, the gas tax is going to be generating $5 billion for 10 years. So in those down years, which are inevitable, where would the money come from to fix the roads?
We've got to certainly broaden it. We've got to look at every expense that we incur. We've got to audit every agency, and we've got to root out the waste in this budget. And believe me, there's a lot of it. This budget has increased tremendously, and there's a tremendous amount of waste and mismanagement that's going on in this budget.
All right, we still have much more to talk about. You're listening to the gubernatorial debate on KQED. I'm Scott Schaefer. We're going to take a very short break, and we will be back with Gavin Newsom and John Cox.